My guest at this time is North Carolina Republican Congressman Robert Pittenger. He represents the Tar Heel State's 9th Congressional District, and he joins me now to offer some of his reflections on President Obama's 2015 State of the Union Address, specifically as it relates to what the president had to say about foreign policy and the war on terror. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us today.
Greg, always good to be with you. Hope you're well.
Thank you, sir. I hope you're well also. And the president had a number of things to say, both foreign and domestic, last night. One of the things he had to say was this about the state of the fight against the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria.
In Iraq and Syria, American leadership, including our military power, is stopping ISIL's advance. Instead of getting dragged into another ground war in the Middle East, we are leading a broad coalition, including Arab nations, to degrade and ultimately destroy this terrorist group.
Before that, sir, he talked about the need for diplomacy to be the first option rather than just throwing the military in to solve a problem. Obviously, a shot at the Bush administration there. What did you make of the president's accuracy of what's going on there right now?
Well, let's see, and let's take Syria. Syria, an enormous battle that, frankly, is the staging ground for Al-Qaeda and ISIS throughout the world. There are over 90 countries represented in Syria today, over 3,000 Western passports. It would be the most naive statement to say that we are winning the war in Syria. And, of course, in northern Iraq, they're still transporting oil out to finance their war. That cost them about $1 million to $4 million a day to fund what they've done, but they have still been successful in enlisting and recruiting throughout the world. They have as many as 60 to 80,000 fighters. We're training 5,000 right now. I'm not sure what the president's perspective is, but we are very much challenged by the commitment, the service, the aggression, and frankly, the technical capabilities of the ISIS and what is taking place in Syria.
You mentioned the recruiting capability of ISIS. What about the recruiting ability of this president to build the coalition that he referenced to? We've heard a lot about it. How robust is it, actually?
Well, there's a number of countries involved, but there's a lot of limitations. I've been all throughout the Middle East, met with the Crown Prince, the Emir, President Sisi and others. They don't know where this president stands. They don't know when he makes a commitment, really, if he's going to be there tomorrow. I heard that time and again. So that's why you have someone like the Emir in Qatar playing both sides. He's there supporting, working with components of Al-Qaeda in Syria against Assad. He wants to defeat Assad. But they play both sides because they don't know really where America's going to end up. They're enormous help to us right now with the military base there, and they're providing some ground support in terms of the training ground. But nobody has total confidence in the leadership of this president. They watch what he has done in Iran, and now we're on our second extension for another 7 months. We've unfreezed billions of dollars of more assets for them. We already released or provided $8 billion of economic aid. This is a terrorist state that has funded terrorism for the last 30-plus years. So, you look at Cuba, what has he done there? Cuba's already been identified by the State Department as a terrorist-sponsored state, along with Iran and with Syria and Sudan, those four states. So he more or less gives a blind eye to the assertiveness and the focus of the Islamic terrorist. It reminds me, of what occurred with Neville Chamberlain prior to World War II. He never understood what Hitler was all about. And sadly and tragically, Hitler continued to pursue his aggression, and he was challenged, and he was stopped. The world is safe when America is strong. When Ronald Reagan was president, he never fired a shot, and the wall came down because we stood strong. We haven't stood strong. We took the first thing the president did was withdraw our commitment for defense missile defense systems to come down in Czechoslovakia and Poland. We withdrew that. We've taken now our armed forces down at the lowest level since before World War II. He sent every signal out to our adversaries that we are not going to stand strong, and that has made them more assertive and more provocative.
Congressman, perhaps the line most people are talking about today when it comes to the international approach of this president is that right after he mentioned the fact that the combat portion of the mission in Afghanistan is over and that most of our troops are home and more are going to be coming home, he said the shadow of crisis has passed. What did you make of that line, and what do you think he meant by it?
Very, very sad. He said did the same thing in Iraq, didn't he? We didn't have the a force that we retained there, and as a result, we did not have the intelligence capabilities. We didn't have the support to get to the Iraqi army. It dismantled. We didn't have the support to give to the Kurds to strengthen them. So all of that dissolved, and it created the anarchy and the chaos and the destruction that happened as a result of it. If he intends to fully withdraw out of Afghanistan, we're going to see the same type of collapse there.
Last question, sir. What will be the foreign policy priorities of the Republican majorities in the House and Senate, do you think, over the next 2 years?
Well, I think, number one, we want to secure our borders. That's important for America. We want to work with our allies around the world. I'm hosting another conference in Europe with our allies to make sure that we're all on board with our intelligence efforts so that they will know that we do protect privacy. At the same time, we must follow and track the plans of these terrorists for our own safety and security. I've read 55-plus documents, classified documents of battles that have been prevented, attacks have been prevented in Europe and the United States and others around the world, because we had sufficient intelligence to follow these people. So we have to collaborate and we have to work together. Europe surely understands that today as a result of the tragedy in Paris. The other thing we've got to work on closely is terrorism financing. They can't do what they do without their support basis. And with ISIS today, it's two-thirds of it comes from the illicit sale of oil. We have to do a better job of intercepting that, attacking those transports as they go out of country. If the money goes in the international monetary system, we have to be able to track those funds well. So that's part of what we're doing with our task force as well.
Congressman, I know it's been a busy day and a busy couple days for you here. Thank you very much for your time today.
Best to you, Greg.
Thank you, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
North Carolina Republican Congressman Robert Pittenger represents his state's 9th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.